Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 404. When I entered the chapel to say good night to the Lord before retiring and apologized for having talked so little to him when I was at home, I heard a voice within my soul. I am very pleased that you had not been talking with me, but were making my goodness known to souls and rousing them to love me. Mother Superior, Mary Joseph, said to me, "We are both going to Josefinek tomorrow, sister, and you will have a chance to talk with Mother General, Michael." I was delighted. Mother General was ever the same, full of goodness, peace, and the Spirit of God. I had a long talk with her. We attended the afternoon service. The Litany of the Sacred Heart of Jesus was sung. The Lord Jesus was exposed in the monstrance. After a short while, I saw the little Jesus, who came out from the host and rested in my hands. This lasted for a moment. Immense joy flooded my soul. The child Jesus had the same appearance as he had the time we entered the chapel with Mother Superior, my former directress, Mary Joseph. The next day, I was already back in my beloved Vilnius. Oh, how happy I felt to be back in our convent. I felt as though I was entering the convent for the second time. I took unending delight in the silence and peace in which the soul can so easily immerse itself in God, helped by everyone and disturbed by no one. The Great Lent. When I become immersed in the Lord's Passion, I often see the Lord Jesus during adoration. In this manner, after the scourging, the torturers took the Lord and stripped him of his own garment, which had already adhered to the wounds. As they took it off, his wounds reopened. Then they threw a dirty and tattered scarlet cloak over the fresh wounds of the Lord. The cloak, in some places, barely reached his knees. They made him sit on a piece of beam, and then they wove a crown of thorns, which they put on his sacred head. They put a reed in his hand and made fun of him, bowing to him as to a king. Some spat in his face, while others took the reed and struck him on the head with it. Others caused him pain by slapping him. Still others covered his face and struck him with their fists. Jesus bore all this with meekness. Who can comprehend him? Comprehend his suffering. Jesus' eyes were downcast. I sensed what was happening in the most sweet heart of Jesus at that time. Let every soul reflect on what Jesus was suffering at that moment. They tried to outdo each other in insulting the Lord. I reflected, where does such malice in man come from? It is caused by sin. Love and sin have met. When I was attending Mass in a certain church with another sister, I felt the greatness and majesty of God. I felt the church was permeated by God. His majesty enveloped me, and though it terrified me, it filled me with peace and joy. I knew that nothing could oppose His will. Oh, if only all souls knew who is living in our churches, there would not be so many outrages and so much disrespect in these holy places. O eternal and incomprehensible love, I beg you for one grace. Enlighten my mind with light from on high. Help me to know and appreciate all things according to their value. I feel the greatest joy in my soul when I come to know the truth. Here, Jesus tells Faustina that he is pleased that she didn't take too much time away from her family while she was home in order to pray silently to him, because Jesus wanted her to use that time evangelizing her family and friends and telling them about Jesus. people don't know Jesus well. He wants them to know of his goodness, and he wants them to love him. Saint Faustina, with the help of Jesus' grace, did that while she was with her family. She was happy to return to her convent. Her vocation is to be a consecrated soul in the consecrated life, so she feels at home in the convent. During Lent, Saint Faustina contemplates our Lord's passion. Sometimes Jesus came to her as he looked during his passion, and he gave her special insights into how much he suffered. So she came to understand his suffering, how much he endured out of love for us. He didn't have to do any of it. He endured it because he loves us. She contemplated the malice of those who tortured Jesus. Sin drives people to such hatred. Jesus was like a lamb led to the slaughter. Once during Mass, she experienced the greatness and the majesty of God. On earth, God prefers to remain hidden. In heaven, we will see his glory. Saint Faustina is given a hint of that heavenly glory while she was still here on earth. So when we visit a church or pray during Mass, and when we receive Holy Communion, let's never take Jesus for granted. Let's love him and thank him for all that he does for us.